With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. That buzz we heard at Hastings High School as the kids got back to practice has gotten louder and louder as our swarm of Raiders have now opened up meets, games, matches, and more. Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to share the excitement.
It's a blessing for these kids to be out there. Right, and I think that's what we need to stay focused on, is that it's about them and they have the opportunity. Right, there's a lot of other stuff around these events. What's the spectator restriction? Who can come? When can they come? And that's important. But the best part of this is that the kids are on the mat. They're on the ice. They're on the snow. They're on the court. And it's great to be able to support it, and we're doing the best we can to keep it going as long as we can.
Similar to the early practice season, now that kids are out there for meets, matches, and games, they haven't gone on without some challenges, but they've all been manageable.
I think the challenge for everyone is that there's just kind of this antiseptic feeling about it all. It's just not a normal human condition, right? What we want to do is be able to go high five or give someone a hug or sit together and just catch up with our friends and neighbors, and it's hard to do that with all these protocols. So I know that it just doesn't feel natural for the families and the parents, because you can't bring the people you'd want to bring, or when you get there, you can't necessarily be next to who you want to be next to. You know, overwhelmingly, our people have really upheld the integrity of the protocols. We have some tough moments. We have some people that, just to be blunt, aren't following things, and those are challenging, and we'll work on those as we go. But overwhelmingly, again, like I said, we've been appreciative of how people have come along. That applies to everyone. I think the challenging part from an administrative perspective is that no two venues and no two sports are the same. So how you run the event and where people go and what it feels like. Like, for example, at the high school, yep, we have boys basketball and we have girls basketball. But those two game night events look totally differently, because the girls have two levels and the boys have four. So the girls are on one court, but the boys need two courts at 5:30. And then if you want to keep your spectators and your athletes completely separate, how do you do that? So it becomes, you know, hey, please use this stairway, you know, and please go sit over here. And 9 out of 10 parents are totally gracious. Every now and then, they're just a little ornery with what they have to do. And it's not at us. It's not personal. I know it's hard, but that's the challenge. So from here to the rink to Armory, you know, to a ski hill, it's the variability. And then what our coaches and kids experience, and by extension our parents, is not necessarily always the same at home versus on the road for those same facility dynamics, right? There are some gyms, like tonight, we have a B-squad basketball team where there can be no parents at the game because the venue is too tight. It just doesn't allow it. So from week to week, it's a little different, and there's some fatigue that comes with that for everyone. But again, we do what we have to do to get the kids out there. That's the best part of it.
Many Tri-County sports fans know where I'm at throughout every single season, fall, winter, or spring. And I can tell you this, that Athletic Director Trent Hansen is at just about every one of those broadcasts, and many, many more, each and every night the Raiders are in action. And we know Hansen can't be everywhere, so I asked him to speak a little bit about his site supervisors that all have a hand in keeping our facilities safe and our kids healthy each and every time they compete.
Well, I would love to. I mean, the concept of it takes a village is certainly appropriate in this case. Our intent is to have a designated site manager at every one of our home events, right? Someone who can be the point person for the related event staff, like score table workers or pass list checkers or officials and some of that kind of stuff. And, you know, they're carrying a completely different level of responsibility this year, obviously, with all the COVID protocols. Where do people sit? Which door do they go out? And so I've got a base of, in the winter, about 5 site managers in particular that are just phenomenal at that part of it, whether it's Pete McGinnis or Tom Fritzy for basketball or Dana Strain or Rob Armstrong for hockey. We have Lynn Otto and Sandy Storley out at the Armory and at the pool, and Jackie Kranz fills in all over the place, and there's certainly a lot more names than that, but those people are taking on, you know, a lion's share of that kind of work, and you simply cannot administer an athletic program of our scale without people like that, because like you said, I personally can't be everywhere. I try, but, you know, philosophically, my approach is, you know, I'm committed to 3 or 4 nights a week, which is a lot in the winter, right? When you try to be a dad and a spouse and everything as well, and keep your own physical and mental health in check. But that's part of the job. So our coaches know that, you know, I get to everything about once every 2 weeks. I can't get to every basketball game. I can't get to every hockey game, but you'll get me on a rotation And so the decision I have to make is, do I go one place for the entire event or do I go two places for half the event? And it kind of depends. You know, as we record this, tonight is our first home gymnastics event out at the Armory. Well, that's my priority, right? We have girls basketball here, but it's not our first girls basketball event, that we've done one already. So I need to get to gymnastics first. Same thing on Saturday, first home wrestling event. Got to be there, right? Because it's just the best laid plans, as we all know, they look fantastic on paper. And then once you get real people involved, you need to adjust and tweak. So it's a process. You know, and so again, we just appreciate as people arrive at these events, man, when you see Rob or Dana or Jackie or Sandy or whoever, be friendly. It's okay to get to know them. They're there to help, and people are, right? But they are invaluable, and they make the whole thing work, so I appreciate you shining a spotlight on them.
Another blue and gold spotlight has to be put on our maintenance staff. And whether we're talking about our custodians at the high school, the middle school, the fellas at the arena, anybody at the armory, and of course many more places where our Raiders compete, the unsung heroes really are our custodians.
No question. And 99% of what they do is unseen by almost everybody at the event, right? When you come to the gym for a basketball game and you're a player, the chairs are set up, the score table's there, the sound system plugged in, the score clock is on, the floor's been cleaned, the fans are running, the temperature's good, things have been sanitized, right? Add COVID protocols here. The point is, it's just ready for you. You come and play and you go home. Who picks up the chairs? Who picks up your garbage? Who sprays everything, right? We know how it goes, right? So, now granted, yes, is that part of the job? And are they compensated for that? Of course they do. But there's a completely different standard required, of course, this particular year. And so, yeah, it's awesome. And you know what? There's rarely a conscious opportunity for people to thank our custodians and our support staff in that regard because they are unseen. And frankly, most of them would prefer it that way, right? They like to just kind of do their thing and they don't want the spotlight. But holy cow, man. I mean, this stuff would not happen without them. You know, there's no doubt. So you mentioned it, whether it's at the Civic Arena, the people at the Armory, you know, Welch Village or the regional parks where our skiers go, you know, our swimmers are at the middle school. We're talking dozens and dozens and dozens of people that they're happy to do it. Because again, one thing I always get a kick out of is those folks like to sneak in and watch a little bit too. I don't blame them for that, right? It's not like they're trying to get off their shift. But the point is, they love watching kids play, right? Just like we do. So it's always kind of fun for them to kind of duck in for 5 minutes and learn a little bit about the team and see how it's going. And so we certainly appreciate them.
That was Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen. For more on the Raiders anytime, check us out online at kdwa.com. Already some sports schedule changes for the week of the 25th, and that includes the Prescott boys basketball team, who is still in quarantine. They now will have their game on Monday with Baldwin-Woodville postponed and moved to February. That means our next game, live on KDWA Radio, will be on Tuesday night, and it will still be in Prescott. It's the Prescott girls basketball team hosting Osceola. We'll have that game at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on KDWA, pregame right around 6:45. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.